We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So go ahead, Leroy. Oh.
Yeah, go all hog right. Wild, man. You can do what you want. Go get your laptop. Because I don't even think you have your – I think you're talking like into the computer. It doesn't even sound like you're talking into your new mic.
I am talking into the mic.
Is it on?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see.
And Leroy, excuse us, Evan.
And Leroy, what you do on your computer is your business, man. So you're cool.
Yeah, man.
How about that? Is it louder?
It sounded, a little bit louder, but I think you definitely sound like you're doing it from a cavern.
I know, because I am.
I mean, Leroy lives in a palace. People don't know this, so you have to give like a blood sample to get into his house. It's very impressive.
And let me just explain something to the text line, folks. This has been a lot of work by a lot of people to get us on air.
Right.
The first thing I want to see. I don't want to see is sounds like Leroy's in the bathroom.
Well, it does sound like you're in the bathroom, though.
Is Leroy broadcasting from the space shuttle? Yeah. Is Leroy in the bathroom?
Perhaps.
Well, if I'm in the bathroom and you hear a flush, then yes.
Are those texts from me? Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right, Leroy, let's get to the nitty gritty of it, all right? Big news yesterday. Big news. Mel Kiper's mock draft 3.0 has been released, and he has Tua Tagovailoa going number 5 to the Dolphins.
You do realize that I don't think Kiper ever does trades.
No, that's standing policy. He does not do trades.
Okay, so the other guys that... Or willing to put themselves out there.
Right.
Here's what I'll say. If Brian Flores is anything like Bill Belichick and the Patriots, and this is the only basis we have, there's no way in hell he's trading 3 picks for 1 player. Mm-hmm. No chance. Mm-hmm. No chance. You've never seen it, and you've never heard of it with Bill Belichick. Now, he will trade a first-round pick for 2 second-round picks, or he will move up into the end of the third round by trading, the first round by trading the second pick, second-round pick or a couple of second-round picks. I think they did that. Didn't they do that with Osweiler?
Somewhere
in there, one of those late first-round, early second-round picks he's traded up for. But to move this high and to sacrifice a bunch of assets to move up that far doesn't sound like something, if he's that way, doesn't sound like something that he would do.
I get you, but here's the thing. One of the reasons that it changes is because he did have Detroit taking Tua, and now that Detroit made that big trade to open up the spot at corner, because that dude says that Matt Patricia was one of the worst people in football he's ever been around, which, that's something. I mean, nobody likes this Matt Patricia. They hate his guts.
Can I just say this?
Sure.
When you're not winning, that seems to be the thing in all of football. Not just there.
People,
be a little different.
People like Flores.
Yeah, but... Dude, when you're supposed to be 0-16 and you win 5 games, that's winning. Okay, that's far and exceeding anything that you could do. And I will tell you how he handles himself with his players and how he defends his players on the field is nothing like Matt Patricia. Right? You get a feel that all the guys that play for Flores enjoy playing for him. They like where he's coming, what he's about. They like how he defends his players, because I tell you what, he's calm and mellow in any other situation than on the sidelines for a football game. And he's all over the place. So from that standpoint, when you see that from a guy that you play for, that's so much different than Matt Patricia, who has the pencil and tries to be stoic.
Well, don't forget, Matt Patricia did that thing where he tried to make the media member sit up straight. He didn't like him slouching. If you try to pull that move in an NFL players meeting, I don't imagine it going over great.
No. The one thing you have to realize is that he's grown men. And in most cases, in a lot of cases in the NFL nowadays, some of the players are older than the coach. So, Bill Belichick doesn't have to earn it. Okay? You look at somebody like, one of the younger coaches. Well, they got to earn a little respect. They've never been in that position before.
I'm with you, man. As far as other news is concerned, we had Carl Anthony Towns came out with a statement last night. His mother is in a medically induced coma because of she contracted COVID-19. So he's obviously joined the fight, and a lot of people trying to get everybody to stay home, take the disease very seriously, which is, you know, one of the reasons that we are doing this show. I'm doing it from a garage, and Leroy is doing it from space.
Yeah, so, man. Look, all things aside, I think we really need to, take this serious, be careful, do all the things they ask you to do, and try to, practice social distancing, just so, the powers that be and the people that are involved in kind of, helping us get through this, have a better opportunity to do so. In order to get the vaccines and the tests and everything out there, we first have to slow it down. And you slow it down by social distancing and just being careful, and it's hard. It's hard for all of us. We're always on the go. I mean, we all are. But, even for a little while, a short period of time, because if we don't do it now, that period of time is going to be longer. And so if we want to get back to our normal lives, we got to take a break and just heed the words of all the people, the professionals, I will say that, the professionals that are giving advice as to what we need to do to get through this.
And finally, Hulk Hogan has settled a sex tape lawsuit with Cox Radio for $110 million.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's more Macho Man, though.
I know. Well, Macho Man is loving it because he has to, him and Hulk Hogan have that blood feud because Hulk Hogan got a little too handsy with Miss Elizabeth back in the day.
Wow. More texts. Leroy might be in his bathroom, but I hear him louder and more clear than when he was in the studio.
Well, yeah, you're right on mic. All right, 15 minutes, he will be back with more right after this. I feel like Bam tweets. Bam just tweets every day, a bored SpongeBob gif. I feel the same way, Bam. I miss watching him play basketball.
You got a redneck water park at your house.
Well, no, the redneck water park does help, but it's for the kids. Like, I can only watch them enjoy it. I tell you what, though. I don't know if my kids are just dopey or if I'm not setting it up right, but like they don't seem to handle this slip and slide too well. Now, back in my day, Leroy, and back in my day, I mean, in college, we handled the slip and slide a lot better than these little rascals are. I gotta tell you,
that's because you were drunk and you didn't know.
Also, because we used a lot more oil than just straight up water.
Oil? You gotta put some soul on it, dude.
What?
You got to put some soap on your slip and slide.
Yeah, soap, oil, all that stuff. Yep.
Oil? Slick. Did you do it in a dorm?
Yes.
Like, when did you have class?
I was a broadcast major, so I had like, you know, those once a week 3-hour classes, like 6 to 9 p.m. perfect window where nothing was going on and everything started at like 10 o'clock. It was, you know, college at Barry University, so we're Miami time. Nothing starts till late, so it was perfect window for me.
Oh my goodness!
Yep, it's a good time, man. It's a good time.
And they were smart at Michigan. I had to like go to class. No. Oh. Checked on you.
What? You were a star. You had to go to class? What do you do? No. You were doing it wrong.
No, I wasn't.
You were doing it wrong, man.
No, we ain't have any stars at Michigan, dude. They ain't treat you like that.
Oh, you should have taken that bag from LSU.
I was so scared they were gonna get caught. I would have been the guy.
This is too much. Listen, there's too much good here. There's got to be a catch. What are we talking about here?
They would have asked me during the draft, "Hey, Leroy, did you take the money?" Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. You would have been the next Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah, minus the gas.
Was that you on the gas mask? Yes, it was. Yeah. they didn't get to quite those props yet by your time in college. They've gotten very sophisticated with the weed smoking by the time Laramie got to college.
Yeah. Oh, here's one. Leroy, while you're up there on the moon, make sure to snap some pictures of the round earth to show Kyrie Irving.
He'd still be like, "Don't believe it, don't believe it." He's like, "Yeah, probably photoshopped it." Yeah, man. As far as the Heat's concerned, like, there's literally been nothing going on. Even as far as like the off the court news, Jimmy Butler put out a workout video. He showed you how he's working out in quarantine. A lot of bands involved. He showed you how Instagram models work out, which he was spot on with, man. Like, Jimmy Butler put out this Instagram, this video of his workout, and he goes, "I'm gonna show you how the Instagram models work out," and he puts this photo of it's like putting the bands while they're squatting. Yeah. And these Instagram models, they always have the rubber bands between their legs to get themselves in that tush in the right spot.
I'm gonna give you the models workout. Okay, they have the bands, and they're in the middle of the weight room, going back and forth. Then they do the same thing on, you know, the machine that does inner and outer thigh.
Yep.
But they stand up on it. I guess that gives you more of a workout. So they stand up instead of sitting down, and they do it that way. Then they go lay down on their stomach and do the butt blaster.
Oh, the butt blaster is a must.
Yep. Then they go and do the thing where you stand up and you kneel and you push back.
Yep.
Another angle of...
Oh, how about that one leg extender thingy that they do?
Oh, yeah. And then they go try to work on arms and they do the pull-up. But the pull-up pushes you up and does most of the work for you.
Oh, yeah. I like that machine. That thing's fun. Really? It's like a ride.
Whee!
I feel like a little pulley system. I wish they were all like that. You know, real pull-ups. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, now I sound like I'm underwater.
No, you definitely sound better this segment, for sure.
Okay, because Fonz, who heard me, said, "That sounds terrible." And he gave me a little box with some padding in it.
I don't know what that means. Maybe you could text me what that looks like, because I'd like to know what kind of equipment he's setting up with. I appreciate Fonz being an on-site producer for your own little studio, though. That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
He's like, "Listen, I can't let you go on like this. We need to fix you immediately." So I appreciate that. What the hell's going on there? What are you doing?
I'm taking a picture.
What is this, like, old time? What are you, like, the old time photographer? What do you have, a flash bulb?
No, this is just my phone.
No, dude, you had something going on there. It was like, "Look over here, see?" That's how it was sounding in the background there for you. By the way, I'm very much looking forward, because I got kitchen cam going on, I got an open window right into my kitchen. I'm looking forward to when the eggs are starting to cook around like 8 o'clock and Mrs. Tobin is getting breakfast fixed. This is going to be fantastic, man.
Oh, you can just run in and get some breakfast.
Run in. Oh, man, I'm a skip and a jump away. I'm ready to roll. Let's get right to it.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about this.
Go ahead.
So there was a crime, Leroy, a crime against humanity. And that is this ESPN poll of the Rookie of the Year voting. So,
and
Kendrick Nunney finished third. And look, I'm not saying if the year would have continued that it shouldn't have been Zion Williamson as number two behind Ja Morant. All right, I understand with Zion. I watched him play. But he played like three games. Like, it's ridiculous. How are you going to have a Rookie of the Year voting? He played three games. Kendrick Nunn won all these Rookie of the Months. And all these idiots who are doing the poll, they decide, nah, guess what? Zion gets to be second. That's not fair.
Well, I mean, come on. Like, I mean, you know Ja Morant. Zion speaks for himself. Kendrick Nunn, different story. So, look, I don't think, you know, you should read too much into it, because I know you have a tendency with nothing to do for Team Petty to just come out. And so you've probably been hosing Team Petty. Pope Petty has been out and about South Florida about every situation possible.
I'm not being Team Petty about this. I'm Team Right. And what's right is, if you're going to have a vote of Rookie of the Year, last time I checked, the year is longer than a week, and that's about as long as Zion played. And I think that Kendrick Nunn should get a little bit more of a bonus for doing it longer than Zion Williamson. If the year would have continued and they would have made the playoffs or gotten close to the playoffs, okay. I mean, we could have a discussion. But Zion just getting to basically show up, tie up his shoes, and be under 300 pounds, that's all he got to have to qualify to be second in the Rookie of the Year vote. This is garbage.
So question... neither one of those guys won. So, I mean, do you get anything for second place?
Well, no. Okay. But just, okay. I'm just looking for respect.
Okay.
What does Big Nunions have to do? He's out there and he's actually, you know, it's cute what the Pelicans are doing. It's cute what the Grizzlies are doing. I mean, the Miami Heat, they've been one of the best teams in the NBA all season. Uh-huh.
Of course. You know what respect is in professional sports? Either when your peers select you or the fans select you to be in an all-star game, or you get that big check. That's respect. Like, respect to say, oh, you're going to still make the league minimum, but you came in second place in Rookie of the Year. Like, that's not recognition. You're
speaking
making
of
way too much of this. Way too much.
Speaking of respect is money, because one of the people that everybody thinks, you know, could jump ship eventually to the Miami Heat is Donovan Mitchell, because he has, of course, the ties to Dwayne Wade, and Dwayne Wade will be future Heat president one day, you know. I saw that the Jazz are going to offer him the Supermax in the offseason, and I think that's only right for a guy who caught coronavirus from his teammate.
I mean,
like, listen, we need to make this right immediately.
Here, not that this started it, but my lasting image of Big Doofus is patting down all the mics and everything.
Yep.
Like, it was like, hey, can you imagine having to go back and say, yeah, my bus.
Did you see, like, yeah, he can't taste, he can't smell. I didn't even know these were symptoms until Rudy Gobert let us all know that he can't taste, he can't smell. They're like, yep, that's a major symptom. I'm like, this guy. So not only does he get coronavirus and spread coronavirus, but he's also got the A1 symptoms too. He's like teaching. He's like the coronavirus guinea pig, but not in a good way.
I don't know. You never know, man. Like, he was trying to make light of a situation and it backfired. It backfired. So, how about this? So, I guess I do. I was just paying attention, perusing through, you know, radio and TV because you can only watch so much First Take.
Right.
Right? Because if we don't have anything to argue about, what do you think they're trying to do nationally?
Oh, everything today is Cam Newton for sure.
Right. So, and correct me if I'm wrong, the owners of the Philadelphia 76ers said they wanted everybody to take a 20% discount.
Yep.
To get through this.
Yep.
Now, one of the owners is worth almost $4 billion.
Yep.
And the other one's worth like $1.5 billion.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, it's a horrible
and look. You want to talk about damages done, right? To come out a couple days later and say, our bad, we're sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry. Didn't mean to spook anybody.
You ever notice this only happens, things like this only happen with the same organizations, right? So that's something the Knicks would do. Philadelphia.
Yep.
Who you know, they took Tank for Tua to a whole nother level.
No, they even gave it their cool a cool little name, The Process.
Right, and still can't win nothing. But come on, man. Like, oh my goodness. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, and the other thing that's funny about it is, okay, so we're out here, you know, campaigning and applauding athletes for giving money to take care of the hourly employees because that's how hourly works. You don't show up, you don't work. And so if there's no games to show up to, these poor people, like, they don't have a source of income. This is a lot of them. It's some of it's their main source. Some of it's supplemental. It's important money to them. And if there's no games, there's no way to work. I didn't even think in a million years. I mean, the NBA, you know, I'm reading all these stories about that the NBA, no matter what, they want to have a season. They want to come back. Like, the fact that these team, like, that these employees who are probably going crazy hours during the season and whatnot. Have probably worked a lot of hours that aren't just 9 to 5. You're telling me you're gonna hose them down and make them take a pay cut with that? Like, you're not gonna get that gazillion-dollar TV contract coming in? Like, I don't know, man. It was a really rough look for Philly, but also not surprising from them.
You know what? And they said somebody just texted in that that's because Embiid offered $500,000.
Yeah, no, they got bullied into it.
Right. I mean, how does that look when your employees are given money because you are taking money away? That's a terrible look.
Terrible look. And it's also one of those things where you're hoping, you're like, all right, this is or there's not going to be any NBA games for a little bit. This will hold everybody over. Not supposed to hold over those people. Like, you know, they'll find something to do. You know, you're telling me they can't find any means to do good work throughout the organization, or they're not going to make good on it once the season actually resumes. It's just silly to me. It was really rough.
All right. That's a bad, there's only a handful of organizations who will try to pull something like that off.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back with more after this. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for tuning in again, everybody. It's good to be back. Appreciate everybody working hard back at the studio for us. Dan Day doing a fantastic job filling in for Robbie today. Thanks to Eddie. Thanks for Steph for getting us back on the air. I know it's been a stressful day for those, stressful week for those guys, quite frankly, with all the stations I got to put forth. So thank you to those guys. It's much appreciated. Leroy will hop back on with us soon. He's just kind of getting resituated. I also saw the mic that he's got, and so I think he's talking into it a little bit weird, and so that's why. So we'll get Leroy's sound quality. I appreciate everybody bearing with us. I know a lot of you are just happy that we're back to begin with, so we could probably be talking into two tin cans, and you guys would be tuning in just appreciative that's not CBS radio. And after I got to hear two segments of it during the break, I don't blame you, because that's basically, I'd be getting that from everybody. Everybody's like, oh, please. Just no more CBS radio, please. Just whatever it takes. You guys got to come in. We'll just, you know, we'll go talk to you. We could have been like old colonial speakers, just going to the corner of the street and having a sports debate about whose horse was faster. And I think people would have been happy than what they would have had. Text a lot of people talking about Tiger King, and it's the greatest thing I've seen during quarantine. Like, it was one of those things where we had these last couple of days off, right? And there's been no sports going on. Like, last week we were buoyed a little bit by Tom Brady. We were buoyed a little bit by NFL free agency, the Dolphins spending willy-nilly. And we got some more stuff to get into. Like, I want to get into the Tua workout video and whatnot and all that type of stuff. But the best thing that I've seen entertainment-wise, the best thing that I've seen sports-wise is Tiger King. It's the greatest documentary, I think, known to man. I don't know what the other ones are in that category. But I certainly think, the last Netflix docuseries, I don't know if you could call it a documentary because it was kind of skewed one way, was Making a Murderer. That was a crazy thing where, like, it was kind of like a whodunit, and everybody had seen, I'm trying to remember what the dude's name was, that dummy. It was Steve something. And then his nephew, who was also caught on the murder, was Brendan. I was like, oh, great. Thanks. Way to represent the name, fam, because normally I'm getting hit with a lot of Brandons and Brendan spelled incorrectly. This dude even had it like spelt the same. But, you know, that case, that series went so viral that people were trying to even like get this dude off of the murder. I was, what the hell was that dude's name? Murderer. What the hell was dude's name? Steve Avery. That was the guy's name. So this was so much that people were so outraged by this Netflix series that came out that they were trying to get Stephen Avery off of the murder charge. Everybody was so convinced, based on this great work and how captivating Netflix made it, that this guy was not guilty and was wrongfully charged, and that because he had won some lawsuit or some wrongful suit against the city that he was in, that they were trying for years to get him back in jail on some kind of charge. Well, Tiger King, this is amazing. All right. Tiger King, first of all, it starts off in Homestead, Florida, because of course it does. Immediately, because these guys were 5 years ago, were trying to do some story on the reptile trade. And one of the most notorious reptile dealers in all of the world, but of course they reside right down here in South Florida. And if you haven't noticed, you know, on this show we love animals, we have Dusty Crumb and all that nonsense. This thing has want to talk about we got a pandemic to deal with. We have an absolute epidemic when it comes to the pythons. They're overrunning any exotic animal that gets into the midst of the Everglades. They flourish. So these individuals, they start off and they're trying to get into the reptile trade. And Buddy, who's at the dealership, they go, oh, you into exotic animals? And they're like, yeah, man, you know. And so they're unsheathing this giant python. And he goes, oh, let me show you something. And so they go over to this little sketchy-looking minivan that looks like it's only made to kidnap, you know, women and children. It's really sketchy-looking. And mind you, we're in Homestead, Florida. In the kidnapping van is a snow leopard. A snow leopard. And that's how you start off your documentary, with a snow leopard in the middle of Homestead, Florida, because these people are crazy. And so that ends up with these documentarians going down the path of what the hell's going on with all these exotic cats that are all over the country. And it really surrounds this dude named Joe Exotic. And Joe Exotic, he is a self-proclaimed gay, gun-toting, exotic animal zoo owner who has a mullet. And he's got it puts Joe Dirt to shame, this mullet. It is very, very impressive. But this dude is breeding tigers up the wazoo. He can't be contained. Like, he's breeding tiger after tiger after tiger, because all the money in the tiger trade is basically made at these theme parks or makeshift roadside zoos where people can pet the baby tigers. And I mean, it's ridiculous. So he's just basically pumping babies and babies and babies out of these tigers just so people can get like 2 weeks time out of petting these baby tigers, doing little Instagram photo ops, and then shipping them off. So Joe Exotic is nuts, And then on top of it, he's shipping all these Tigers because he can't keep up with the production that he has these Tigers breeding at. He's sending them off to all corners of the country. One of the places that he keeps sending them off to is this dude, Doc Antle, who goes off into Myrtle Beach. And this guy, you know, if you've seen, he's got a very popular social media account. And if you've seen it, you know, like follow the story on this show, like the real Tarzan and all that. But that's that zoo. That's that roadside zoo. Odell Beckham's been there. Recently, The Undertaker has been there this week. That's he had some viral photos of him swimming with his wife and a tiger. That's that guy's zoo. And so they do a whole background on this guy. This dude's straight up running a cult. All right. He's got multiple wives. And not only that, the wives, they have to go through steps to be in favor with the owner. That's how it goes. So it's pretty crazy. You have this thing going on. I was blown away by it. Then you have a third main character on this Tiger King show. Her name's Carol Baskin. Now, Carol Baskin, she claims that she's a big cat. She's a big cat savior.
Boys.
Oh, Leroy.
How does that sound?
Oh, you sound You sound good.
Very sexy.
You sound sexy. That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about, Leroy.
It took me a minute. I had to use Fonz's computer because my laptop crapped out. It didn't. I can't connect to Outlook. Yep. So I'm back.
Yeah. Okay, so I was talking about Tiger King, Leroy. This thing is so good. All right, so I was just you got these three wackos. All right, in the midst of the show, you got Joe Exotic, he's the gay gun-toting guy with a mullet who is overbreeding tigers. You got Doc Antle, he is definitely running a cult. He's a polygamist. He's got multiple wives, who he won't call his wives. And then you have this Carol Baskin, who's posing as a tiger conservationist, and she's trying to shut down all operations, but she's a millionaire. Because the documentary leads you to believe she killed her husband and fed him to the tigers, and I got to be honest with you, I believe it. I think she killed her husband. I really do. It's too clear. So the two other wackos, they think that she murdered her husband, and she's trying to make everybody feel like those two are evil. And so there's a bunch of tiger beef going around. It's just so good, Leroy.
What? Yep. That sounds like a cartoon.
I didn't believe it was real life. It was crazy. It has everything. It has murder. It has it doesn't have murder. It does have murder. It has alleged murder. And then it has plot to murder. It has tigers. It has polygamy. It has people pretending to be gay to basically have a place to live, and then revealing that they've never been gay in the first place, and they were just doing that to live at Joe Exotic's palatial place in Oklahoma. It's amazing.
This is in Oklahoma?
Well, part of it. Part of it's in Oklahoma. Part of it takes place in Tampa. Part of it takes place in Myrtle Beach. And part of it takes place in Miami, because of course.
All right. I got you.
I don't know which one of those three intrigues me more. Those are some very nice characters.
I'm sounding like I'm out.
No.
Oh, I'm in.
You got to be in. And the other thing is, I need more on the dude running the cult in Myrtle Beach, because we didn't get nearly enough on him. But I think he's a little hip to it, because he's already come out and said, like, the documentary, made him look salacious, and that he thought this was, you know, these people, they always get duped by documentaries, because according to them, you know, the documentary Blackfish that really shut down operations with SeaWorld?
No.
Well, it was a famous documentary. It was Blackfish, and it basically made everybody hate SeaWorld and doing what they did with the orcas, because we all know the orcas should run free and, of course, be signed by Pat Riley. But they were led to believe this was going to be the tiger version of Blackfish, and apparently they were duped. Because this always happens with the documentary. Everybody's like, oh, they made it seem like it was going to be this. No, dummy. How about when they do a documentary, they want it to be interesting, not boring. So if you see Netflix come a knocking, you should know, hey, they're looking for some dirt, idiots.
Okay.
They never see it coming.
So... let me do the spoiler alert thing.
Yep.
Right? I hear, spoiler alert, someone gets their arm bitten off.
Yep.
It's ridiculous and awesome. And now Leroy is so loud, I can hear him change his mind.
Yeah, you are booming. But I'd rather you be booming than anything else.
Let me see. Can I turn it down? How's that?
Nothing changed.
No.
And again,
no.
It's 100% better than what we were at.
The
which
echo.
Which was you just blasting. Which was you just sounding like you were in space. Now you blasting, it sounds way better.
And the other guy says, and then goes back to work in 5 days.
Oh, yeah. She gets her arm bitten off and she goes, I didn't want the media to win, so I went back to work with an amputated arm. Because the doctor's like, look, you could get your you could do reconstructive surgery, it'd be 2 years, or we could just amputate it. She goes, cut me up, doc.
Oh, so she sees a Ronnie Lott of the Tiger show.
Yes, she is. She is.
Man, I almost cried when I had to lose a fingernail.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
You know how we're in this day and age where everybody has to be hygienic and you're not supposed to be touching things with your hands and whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
I was at a store recently where, I don't want to be sensitive about this because the guy does good work, but he had a cut off arm. He had a nub, if you will. And he was trying to put my gatherings into a plastic bag, but he was using the end of his nub. Is that the equivalent to a hand?
We're going to hell. We're going to hell.
I was just asking. I'm just wondering. Like, you know, because they tell you to, like, sneeze into your sleeve. But if your sleeve is your hand at the end, if it's the end, what are the rules there when it comes to hygiene?
To touching or social distancing?
I don't think it's social distancing. I just think in this case, just the touching. Does he have to Purell the thing?
Oh, my goodness. Dude, your first day back?
What? I was just curious. I was still happy with the work he did. I'm just asking.
Listen, I walk this earth every day, and there's a lot of things that I'm curious about. And then I slap myself in the face and say, don't do it.
Oh, man. We'll be back with more after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.